With our Bibles open to the book of Genesis chapter 5, we're reminded as we begin reading this passage of Scripture from the first verses all the way through that the consequences of Adam's disobedience and the one that we must all face in our own life, for the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The genealogy reads pretty much the same, everyone beginning at Adam, who after Cain and Abel lived 130 years and became the father of Seth. And the Bible says all the days of Adam were 930 years and he died. And to we read this repeated statement, and he died, it seems as you would read this passage that it's quite depressing. And he died. However, when you get down to verse number 21 through 24, where we read just a moment ago, we discover a remarkable man with a notable exception to the rule. We find here in this text, the Bible says clearly, and Enoch walked with God in verse number 22, and he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. Would you read that next phrase with me? And he was not, for God took him. As you read this text, you realize that Enoch is the seventh descendant from Adam in the line of Seth. That's the good guys. And he lived before Noah. As a matter of fact, he's the great-grandfather of Noah. And verse 21 reminds us that he lived for these 65 years, and then he became a daddy. It's an interesting thought, is it not? When you become a father, your life changes forever. I remember when my wife was expecting our first child. We'd been married 3 years. And we were waiting for a child and asking God to bless, and God did bless. I remember she only gained just a few pounds. It's hard to believe when you look at Scott tonight, but she only gained just a few pounds. I was employed at the time in a business, in a sales organization, and my boss kept saying that Marcia's going to have a peanut. I never will forget. I think she gained like 10 or 11 pounds, and that was it. Marcia's going to have a peanut. Those were the days when men did the right thing when their wife was expecting. They would go down to the waiting room and wait. And then I would pass out candy cigars or whatever, you know, because we didn't believe in smoking. Although a lot of Baptist preachers in West Virginia still smoke. But I remember gathering those cigars after we found out it was a boy. I met her at the elevator, and the only thing she said to me, she looked up to me and she said, "I didn't have a peanut, did I?" And she didn't have a peanut, but a baby boy. And God blessed us 4 years later with a little girl. Praise God for both of our children. And thank God again for the family, the opportunity to be a parent. But as we find in this text, that obviously Enoch realized that this was an important time in his life. And the Bible says that after, I want you to notice that, he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And so we realize that Enoch, no doubt, came to the conclusion that this is an important time in my life, and I should put everything I've got into it as I would follow the Lord. I would like for you to underscore the phrase that's mentioned twice: Enoch walked with God. Now, we've all heard the phrase that he's old as Methuselah. And many times you will hear even the unchurched to talk about Methuselah. As a matter of fact, I would say that if we would ask most people on planet Earth, even those that have never stepped inside of a Bible-believing church, you would ask them, who is the oldest man that ever lived? And they could answer, Methuselah. But if you would ask them, who was Methuselah's daddy? They probably could not give you that answer. And so the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. on this special day when we recognize our dads, our fathers were not here to discuss Methuselah and his long life. But I want us to look at his daddy. Oh, what a blessing it is to be a father. And what a blessing it was to have a father, a godly father. My father grew up in Logan County, West Virginia, which is down in Hatfield-McCoy country, if you're familiar with West Virginia history. My daddy, at the age of 13, out of 14 in his family, my grandfather worked the railroad in Logan County, West Virginia. And my daddy answered a call to preach when he was 13 years of age. We have a picture of my father standing on an apple crate. He was just a little guy with a big family Bible preaching from a pulpit. Bib overhauls, and if he'd walk off the pulpit, you'd find not only was he carrying that big family Bible, but he also had a slingshot in his back pocket. He was only 13, 14 years of age. And many times he would preach from that family Bible, and many would come to trust Christ as their Savior. And on his way home, as he would walk his path and go by the neighbor's chickens, well, he would get in trouble for shooting that slingshot. But yet, God had his hand up on my daddy at a very young age. I can truly say I have a goodly heritage. And as a father these many years, I can truly say I want to pass on that goodly heritage. A.W. Tozer, I believe it was, who said that the choices we make today will determine who we are tomorrow. The choices we make today will determine who we are tomorrow. May I go one step farther with Tozer's quote? The choices we make today will also determine who our children are tomorrow. So as a child of God, I recognize the importance of living a life that's not only pleasing to our Heavenly Father, but also pleasing to, an example to those who are watching our life. We notice in this passage of Scripture, first of all, Enoch's decision for God. Notice verse 22. The Bible says again, after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God. So something in his life was changing when he became a father. And parenthood has a way of doing that. We all recognize that. What does it mean to walk with God? If I'm going to walk with God, it means there must require a first step. And the first step is coming to the realization that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And indeed, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And may I say to all who may be listening that we all have a choice found in Romans 6:23. We can choose death or we can choose life. Growing up in a preacher's home, there were five in our family. And I lived up to being the meanest kid in the church, no question about it. I was called to the front a lot. I was on the altar a lot as a young boy. Not because God was speaking to my heart, but my father would come back and get me and set me on the altar, and I would face the congregation while the sermon continued. And so I grew up in a godly home. I grew up in a Christian environment. I was baptized when I was 5 years old, 7 years old. I remember Scott and Stacy were saved and baptized at a very young age. I remember being baptized, but I never remember after that step, I never remember anything else other than being baptized. And unfortunately, there are a lot of kids who grow up in that environment who just have gone through the motions. You know, there is a difference in religion and a relationship. And a person can have religion and understand what that's all about, but really not understand, for they do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And through those teen years, I rebelled as a young boy and came to the realization after a chain of events in my life after graduation. A year after graduation, when I was 18, I graduated when I was 17. The next year, turning 18 in August, I realized for the first time through a chain of events in my life that I was lost and that I needed the Savior. And I remember someone took the Bible and showed me exactly what I needed in my life. And it was that day that I trusted Christ as my Savior. Thank God for it. For the next year, I met my wife, and what a blessing. We dated for those 3 years and now been married for 47 years this coming August. We've been together 50 years. We grew up together. And God's changed our life forever. Enoch recognized that there was a decision that he was to make. And we find here in this text that he called upon the name of the Lord. No doubt, he called out and asked again what all of us need to do. He realized that God had something for him. And God has something for all of us. And the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's important that we take that first step as he places his faith in God. We see the conversion here of Enoch and for the example for all of us. Hebrews chapter 11, if you'd like to turn there and hold your place in Genesis. Hebrews 11, we find that Enoch is among the heroes of the faith in verse number 5. And the Bible says, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The Bible reminds us, though, it's more than just saying that I've trusted Christ. And Jesus gives us a wonderful verse when he says in Matthew 16 verse 24, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. The Lord saying, once we come to him, he desires that we keep on coming, that we keep on following, that we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Knowing again that as a child of God, God has something for us. God has saved us not only for eternity, an eternal life, but God has saved us for this abundant life as well, and that we would be a testimony to many. And God wants to use all of us. And so I realized as a young man, it's more than just being saved. It's knowing where I am with Christ. The Bible says by faith Enoch. 1 John chapter number 1 reminds us, if we say we have fellowship with him, if we say we have fellowship with him, and that we do not walk after him, he reminds us, then we are a liar. That's what the Bible says. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But notice verse 7 of 1 John 1. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. That's in the present tense. God is continually cleansing us as we draw closer to him. Enoch walked with God. Indeed, it required, however, a step to place his faith in God. And no doubt, he's the seventh from Adam. No doubt he heard the truth of God's word. And he had faith in God. It's more than just conversion. It's about consistently following the Lord. The turning point in this man's life, no doubt, became when he became a father, I should say, in verse 22. 65 years of age, there was a change in his life. Has there ever been a change in your life? I'm not talking about baptism, as I was baptized when I was 7. I'm not talking about church membership. I'm not talking about our good works. I'm talking about a true relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And may I say, once we've nailed that down, God has something special for all of us. And on this day, when we talk about fathers, may I say, Daddy, the most important decision that you could ever make in your life is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior and to follow Him. From that time on, the Bible says Enoch walked with God. Colossians 2:6 reminds us that as you have therefore received Christ Jesus, so walk ye in Him. Peter reminds us in 1 Peter 2:21 that Christ has given us this example of suffering and dying in our place. And he says, follow in His steps. It's about that first step. And then keep on coming. Keep on following me. In Genesis chapter 17, the Bible says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. The Lord says, let's be complete. Let's be complete in Him. Notice, would you please, not only this decision, and he walked with God and begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Do you see this? 300 years being consistent. I've been pastoring this same church for 30 years. My desire is to be consistent and finish well whenever that time is. But 300 years that he was consistent, 300 years he was dedicated to the Lord. And the Bible reminds us in this passage of Scripture that this man walked before God with a sense of respect, no doubt. But may I say, it's more than just having respect. It's more than just ritualistic. It's about a fellowship, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, Proverbs 14, verse 26 says. When you study the life of Solomon, read the book of Ecclesiastes. The man had tried everything possible under the sun. And what did he say? It's repeated over and over again. He found nothing but all and came to the conclusion that all was vanity and vexation of spirit. As a matter of fact, in chapter 2 of Ecclesiastes, he even come to some point in his life and he said, therefore I hated life. And there are people today that are trying to find out what life is all about, and they'll not find it, understanding that life is in the sun, and he that hath life hath the sun. And we have the Lord Jesus Christ. We understand what life is all about. And there are a lot of people today that are blindly groping through the darkness because they've never had a born-again experience. Or as a child of God, they've been disobedient to the Lord. This man was consistent, dedicated, after the decision for 300 years. And he had a close relationship with God. He didn't break that relationship by running ahead of God. Have you ever run ahead of God? Have you ever tried to figure out what God's purpose was for your life and you try to find it yourself rather than letting God, as we just yield ourselves to Him? My daddy liked to work puzzles. I'm talking about he'd work not just a 50-word puzzle or 50 puzzles, pieces of puzzle. We're talking about 2,000 or 3,000 pieces of puzzles. Put them all together. He'd clean off the dining room table. I remember this as a kid. He'd clean off the dining room table and start working on that puzzle. But somewhere along the way, he'd get so busy it wouldn't be finished even before we'd have the Sunday meal. We had to eat somewhere else. Dad would have that puzzle. I remember walking through the dining room and seeing that puzzle. And I sat down and I thought, I can help my daddy get this puzzle fixed. He had all the red pieces together and all the blue pieces together and all the yellow pieces together. And so I knew I could help him. And I'd take that piece of puzzle, wherever the red was, then I would try to make it fit. And if it didn't fit, I got me a knife and made it. Help on my dad. And my dad would come through and see that puzzle. Roger! I mean, he knew who it was. Out of the five, he knew who it was. It was me. And the truth of it is, and now at going on 69 years of age myself, and I look back over my life, and there's so many times, Pastor, that I have actually tried to take the pieces of the puzzle and just squeeze them to fit. I knew this was exactly what God wanted in my life, and I'm going to make this fit. But I want you to know, God's ways are not man's ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts could ever imagine. And may I say, it's about trusting Him by faith. It's about giving all to the Lord. Enoch walked with God. How did he do so? By faith, no doubt. He kept following the Lord. And may I say, he dedicated himself to the Lord. As a matter of fact, look it up. Enoch's name actually means dedication. Dedicated to God. He was a man that knew what it was to live for the Lord and to walk with the Lord. Enoch walked with God. His walk with God was not an ordinary life, nor did he remain ordinary. He not only fearlessly followed the Lord in confidence, but in fellowship, communing and together. David said, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to God while I have my being. May I say that living this life is more than just living for heaven. Eternal life. John 10:10, Jesus said, actually, he said these words, the fact that we are living is not just for eternal life, but he said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He reminds us in the preceding words there that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life. That's eternal life. And that you might have it more abundantly. Listen, I want to enjoy this life. Amen. I want to have that abundant life. How do we find that? Dedicate all to the Lord. Follow the Lord by faith. And may I say, fellowship with the Lord. Be together with the Lord. Can two walk together? Except they agree. It's about being in fellowship with God. Fellowship with God. So not only was Enoch's life enriched by walking close to the Lord in relationship with God, not only did his family receive the knowledge and guidance, but their lives, no doubt, were changed as well. The influence. On this Father's Day, please excuse me for thinking about my own daddy, who's been in heaven now all these many years, 47 years plus. I think about my father. My daddy, as I said a moment ago, began preaching at 13. He and my mother were married at a young age, 20 years of age, raised 5 children. My daddy was a mountain preacher, no question about it. And he loved the Lord with all of his heart. We pastored a lot of different churches. He did. He pastored a lot of different churches. And in those days, they would vote you out or vote you in every year. They would vote on you. Thank the Lord that that's not happening. I'd have been gone a long time ago. But I remember those early days as a young man, before Marsha and I even got married, my father going through a lot of difficulties. When I was 22 years of age, had only been married 9 months, my father passed away at the age of 57. My father didn't have really anything at all. As a matter of fact, when the hospital called and we received the clothes and his belongings, after he passed away in the hospital, they gave us a little plastic bag, and that was it. And they said, your father's wallet is in there. When I pulled that wallet out and looked in my father's billfold, I saw no pictures, his driver's license, his ministerial card, his social security card, and some other voter's registration or something. But tucked down in the back part of that wallet, as I looked, was 3 pennies. 3 cents. I told my brothers and my sister, the 5 of us, all Dad has left us, this is his inheritance, these three pennies. And I'm not splitting it with any of you. I took these three pennies, preacher, and taped them to the family Bible at our home with a verse, "A man's life doth not consist in the abundance of things." There are those who have plenty, but yet they do not have peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. There are those who have money, as we would say, at home, even to burn. They just waste their money. But yet, they can never find true happiness and joy. My father didn't leave us much. But you know what he left us? A goodly heritage. A goodly heritage. God has blessed our family beyond measure. Now I think about my brothers and my brother, one brother that's in heaven. And I think about Dad. And I think about his influence. To our children, we don't have a bumper sticker that says, "I, being of sound mind, have spent all of our inheritance," but that's a good one. But I understand that the greatest thing that I could leave my children and our grandchildren, and I hope one day that I'll see great-grandchildren. I hope one day that I'll see great-grandchildren. But all that I can leave them that really matters is influence. Influence. Enoch walked with God. Jude 14 reminds us that he certainly influenced others and those who were around him, that he warned people of the judgment of God. Perhaps he influenced many of those people during those years prior to the flood as he preached the word of God. And the Bible says, as we just study the life of Enoch, that he had this testimony before his translation that he pleased God. The question for all of us, moms and dads, sons and daughters, and brothers and sisters as well, and singles in this room: do we have that fellowship with God? Do we have the influence that we're leaving an impact in someone else's life? Are we leaving a legacy behind? But there's no guesswork. As a pastor, I preached lots of funerals, as your pastor has. And probably the worst place you could place a pastor in is someone dying and not leaving a testimony whether they knew Christ or not. But oh, what a joy it is when we celebrate a homegoing of one who had been faithful to the Lord, leaves a great testimony. And he had this testimony that he pleased God. He made a decision after the birth of his son Methuselah at 65. And for 300 years of dedication to the Lord, his decision, his dedication. And then would you look lastly of his departure. His departure. The Bible reminds us in this passage of scripture, "And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." We see his departure. Let's be reminded about his son, that baby boy, Methuselah. Methuselah would live 669 years, the Bible reminds us here, knowing after he was born, after his daddy died, we know that he lived to 969 years, but his daddy died 300 years after Methuselah was born. Are you with me? Think about it. Methuselah reminds us again of the judgment to come, for after Methuselah died, then the flood comes and the judgment of God comes. God's wonderful, marvelous grace during that period. God used Enoch. It's a picture of those, no doubt, that will be raptured out. Someone would say, well, what would you like to be when you die? Nowhere. I'd rather just be here when the rapture takes place. Amen? How many would like to be here when the rapture takes place? By the way, you look around and we see all that's going on now, and we wonder how much more will we see. Well, the mercy of God is demonstrated here, and may I say, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's my prayer that during even a pandemic or a crisis, whatever that we may go through in our life, that God will speak to hearts, that they would turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that as a Christian, that we would not only draw closer to each other, but draw closer to the Lord. And there are those, no doubt, who have made some decisions in recent days, and praise God for it. But you wonder how much more will it take before people's lives are turned so upside down that they see nowhere to go except for the Lord Jesus Christ. What else will we see? But I see the departure here with God. No doubt the favor of God. And the Bible says, and God took him. We like to be commended by people, no doubt, rather than by God. But look, people may commend you, but we don't hear about them talking about our failures. But may I say how much better it would be to be commended by God. And the Bible says, and God took him. Methuselah, again, the oldest person in all the Bible, 969 years. God honored. God honored, God blessed. Not only Enoch, but he blessed his son with long life. People will remember Methuselah. But did Methuselah live a long life because of all he had done or was going to do, or was it because of his daddy? I want you to know, I'm receiving blessings now because of the faithfulness of my father, even though he died at age 57. My brother's been pastoring the same church in Kannapolis, North Carolina for 50 years, the same church. And my daddy one day is going to be rewarded in heaven. Amen. You think about those that have gone on and their faithfulness and their legacy in your own lives. And think about their example that have gone on before us. How many are reminded right now of someone, maybe his parents, maybe his family member, maybe someone that was close to you that had an influence on your life. And that legacy has been passed down because it touched you to draw closer to the Lord. Would you raise your hand with mine? Someone that you're thinking about right now. And it may be a dear dad that's in heaven right now because of his faithfulness to the Lord, God's blessing you. I don't want to be just a recipient, preacher. I want to pass it on. I want to pass it on. I'd always said that I would never preach. Mommy said, you're so ornery, you got to preach. My brother answered a call to preach when he was 17. I'm about 4 years younger than him, and I just thought, thank the Lord. Got a preacher in the home. We've got uncles that are preachers, cousins that are preachers. I've got a brother-in-law that's a preacher. I don't think I have any aunts that are preachers, but we could have some out there. I mean, there's just preachers everywhere. But I wasn't going to preach. And Mama said, never say never. And so for those many years, Marcia and I were married. 10 years after we were married, Scott was 8, Stacy was 4. At the height of her career, God called me to preach. And I waved the white flag and not going to run anymore. And I'm thankful for the opportunity God has given us. I've been able to pastor a church that my father actually pastored from 1949 to 55. My two older brothers were both saved in that church. The preacher that followed him was there for 34 years, and as a lay preacher working a job and traveling a lot, they called me to come as pastor. I came as a bivocation pastor for 7 years. And this past month, they celebrated our 30th year there as pastor. I can't imagine any doing anything else than preaching. No, I didn't go to Bible college. No, I haven't been all over the world, but I just want to be obedient to the Lord and be faithful to the Lord. We see his decision, his dedication, and then lastly is his departure. He had the favor of God upon his life, and not only upon his son. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Father's Day just comes once a year. But walking with the Lord is a continuous experience. And God wants us all to be reminded when we look back at this man by the name of Enoch, how in his decision to walk with God, and his dedication in his life to walk after God, and then this glorious departure. And the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, because God took him. Our heads are bowed. Father, we thank you today for the word of God and for the reminder in this passage of scripture, just a simple thought, of Enoch's walk with God. How I'm challenged and yet reminded of the legacy that we've been handed. Now may we pass it on. May all of us just pass it on. May we have this testimony before others, before our family, an example to them, but more importantly, that we too pleased God.
On behalf of everyone at Beacon Baptist Church, we thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your heart and life has been impacted through the biblical truths of this message. If you have questions or would like more information, please contact us through our website at beaconbaptistchurch.org. That's beaconbaptistchurch.org. May the Lord bless you.